For those who didn't catch it on Thursday night, I was wondering if you could tell us that Alan Moore story again.
Talking to him on the phone.
Oh, God. Alan Moore on the phone. You've got to have the day clear. If you're going to speak to Alan on the phone. Because for one thing, he will tell you the plot of everything he's going to write over the next 2 years in appalling detail. And for another, I mean, Alan speaks quite slowly. I've recently changed my diet, Warren. Instead of one meal and 50 spliffs a day, I'm having 3 meals and 30 spliffs a day, and I feel positively energized. But you've got to have the day clear, you really do. No, Warren, don't tell me about the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen film. I might cry. I had my greatest tantrum recently. It was a very good tantrum. DC asked, or DC phoned to tell me they were making another film. And I said, I don't want the money, I don't care about your films. And then David Lloyd called and said they were making a V for Vendetta film and how much money there was, and I cried a little bit. And then Dave Bloody Gibbons phoned and said they were making a Watchmen film. I've stopped answering the phone. I've recently dug myself a cave. It will go on like this for hours and hours. And it's got no connection to anything you were talking about. I have a cave under my house now for my magic. I could never sell the house now. Not everyone wants a magic cave. What I discovered later was Alan's spliffs are the size of chair legs. With the Watchman money, he bought himself a farm in Wales and gave it to his anarchist tribal crusty mates, who grow dope out there and drive it over to him in bales, you know, on the back of pickup trucks. The doors open means that you get to run away now. Thank you for coming.